This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge has dealt a setback to U.S. President Trump's effort to keep his top aides from testifying before Congress. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena and appear before the House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Judiciary Committee's lawsuit challenges the White House rationale that McGahn and other witnesses have absolute immunity from testifying. The outcome could lead to renewed efforts by House Democrats to compel testimony in the impeachment inquiry from other high-ranking administration officials, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. An appeal of the judge's ruling is expected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy opposition won a landslide victory in a weekend in local elections, and a clear rebuke to the city leader, Carrie Lam, over her handling of violent protests there. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
Counting votes after a record turnout in Hong Kong's district council elections. The results showed a massive win for pro-democracy forces. Hong Kongers waited to vote in long lines Sunday. It snaked around city blocks.
This amount of people I've never seen. There are too many people.
Last time I can just come here and go up directly, but this time I guess I need to wait for 40 minutes.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
Beijing had long implied that a quiet majority of Hong Kong's public opposed the protests, especially as they'd become more violent in recent months. After Sunday's vote, that argument will now be much more difficult to make. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
And Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says the government will seriously reflect on the results of these elections. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of supporters of Iran's clerical establishment rallied in Tehran on Monday, accusing the United States and Israel of instigating violent anti-government protests. They were referring to demonstrations by thousands of young and working-class Iranians who took to the streets earlier this month to voice outrage over sharp gasoline price hikes. Pope Francis is calling for the world to rethink its reliance on nuclear power and reach a wide agreement on the discarding of atomic weapons. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Francis has told political leaders destruction like that created by the atomic bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki must never take place again in human history. The pontiff says history teaches us that conflicts and misunderstandings between peoples and nations can find valid solutions only through dialogue. He wants the nuclear question dealt with on the multilateral plane, with nations capable of creating broad international consensus and action. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A clash between President Trump and top military leaders ended with the Navy secretary being fired, AP's Rita Foley.
In the high-profile case of Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher.
I wanted to take his pin away, and I said, no, you're not going to take it away. He was a great fighter.
President Trump had Gallagher's rank reinstated to preserve his pension, and according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ordered that a disciplinary review be stopped.
Somebody has their back, and it's called the President of the U.S., okay?
The intervention, though, raises questions about America's commitment to international standards for battlefield ethics. The Pentagon says the president has a constitutional right to intervene, but one retired Navy admiral says he's concerned this will have a chilling effect on Special Forces' willingness to report illegal behavior. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. has called its ambassador to South Sudan back to Washington for consultations. This is Washington reevaluates its relationship with the country after a delay in implementing a fragile peace deal. The White House is kicking off the holiday season with a familiar ceremony. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
In a longstanding White House tradition, First Lady Melania Trump accepted the delivery of the official White House Christmas tree. A horse-drawn carriage brought the tree to the front door of the White House as members of a military band played Christmas music. The tree from the farm of Larry Snyder in Pittman, Pennsylvania, will become the centerpiece of Christmas in the White House Blue Room. Snyder won an annual contest held by the National Christmas Tree Association, and White House officials helped choose the tree weeks ago during a visit to Snyder's farm. Jennifer King, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.